You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast. Zoneradio.co.za.
The Motor Zone is proudly sponsored by Mahindra Claremont. Call us on 021-569-6800 to book a test drive and we'll come to you.
Revolutionize your work with the Mahindra S4 Single Cab from Mahindra Claremont, your go-to affordable and reliable workhorse. Priced at just 243,043 rand, excluding VAT, it's a steal. Call 021-569-6800 or visit mahindra-claremont.co.za to book a test drive and we'll bring the vehicle to you for a week-long test. And here's an exclusive offer for Zone Radio listeners. Enjoy free company branding of up to 5,000 Rand. Don't miss out on this unbeatable deal. Mahindra Claremont, where reliability meets affordability.
It's 10:30 and time for the Motor Zone with James Donaghy from JSJ Motors. Good morning, James, and welcome back.
Yeah, morning, Sue. Morning, everybody. Yeah. Sorry about the past couple of weeks not being the greatest in the world, so, but we got through it.
Yes.
We're getting there. Yes. Now it's all birthday time.
Oh, my word. But we did miss you. Yeah. Yes, we did.
Daughter's birthday. So happy 17th to my daughter. Now I've got to teach her to drive.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And then his wife. I said to you, my brother's was on Sunday. He's the first 60. Last of the family to get to the big 6-0.
Yes.
And then my wife's on Thursday. So,
so you've got quite a busy week ahead of you.
Hate me. Mother's Day, daughter's birthday, wife's birthday. I don't have money left. All right. So that's it. So I was just listening to that Mahindra thing. Actually, good value for money, I think.
Yes.
People should look at it.
Yes.
If they want to see how they go, look in the Indian. See if you can see India. Go in there. Believe me, they load them. And if we do it, our roads are a lot better sometimes than theirs.
Oh, we definitely got better roads.
Oh, yes, yeah. So everything going, I'm sure they're busy fixing things before the elections, but we won't even get there because that drives me nuts.
Yes.
I'll just go through new cars. If someone's looking at buying new cars, Mr. Yes. Rob, he was looking at one.
There's quite a few of our listeners out there that are looking for new cars.
Yes, the cheapest new cars, the number one. One of the best is little Suzuki Suspensa. We've mentioned this before.
Yes.
Starts off at 178. I've got an updated one motor, so it's a 49 kilowatt, 89 newton meters of torque, 1.5 speed manual. And I think the second one comes with a reverse camera and things like that.
Oh, really? Sort of,
yeah, no, yeah. It's quite value for money. They're improving
because
all the time.
The basic, the standard car didn't have any of that. So now they're actually one up.
They're coming all the time because reverse cameras are becoming a lot cheaper and everybody wants this. You know, it's a nice little camera. It's not even a gimmick. It's nice to know that you're going to reverse, not into somebody or something.
I'm going to put my foot in it now. Not many can reverse.
Well, you talk about that. The daughter's godfather's out from Canada because it was his mother's 93rd birthday on Thursday. And he's got a Tesla and he's got a big SUV, but they're all got cameras.
Yes.
And he was driving a little Honda Jazz and I said to him, what's taking you so long to get out the driveway? He says, all my cars have got cameras. You know, so that was a excuse me. So that was I was having a laugh. I asked him on Sunday if he wanted me to take the Honda Jazz out from him. He says, "No, I can reverse now." And I actually asked him about his Teslas. He's got two Teslas in Canada, so it's very interesting. He says, "I said, are they charging you road tax in that now because of the electricity and the weight of the car?" He said, "No." He said, "But the price for charging him has doubled." He says that he's noticed in the past, I think the month he said to me, he says, where it used to cost $15 to charge for 45 minutes or whatever, it's now costing 30. He says that he's noticed. So that will get you, but that's another story. It was just interesting. I like to find out what's happening there. Okay, and your second one is so your first one is a Suzuki Suspresso that was going for 178, Suzuki Solero. 225,900. It starts off from 188,900, so 189. That's also got the four little three-cylinder motor, 1 liter, and it goes up to 225,900 for the more luxurious one.
And does that have the camera?
That'll have all of it, as far as I know. Yeah. I mean, then your third best cheapest one is a Toyota Vitz. That's very similar to. What was it? This is a little Suzuki as well, Solero. Very similar to that.
Do they look alike?
Yes, very similar. Same motor, same outputs. So 49 kilowatt, 89 newton meters of torque, 5-speed manual or auto. They jump between 189,900 to 239,900. So for the auto. So you can get a five speed auto, five speed manual, up to you.
Yes.
I think most people, if they sit in traffic, are going to go for auto. But it's for a little 1 liter three cylinder motor. Mm. Look, they do perform now. It's not like old days where they couldn't go get out of a wet paper bag, you know. So that's, but now they do go. And then your next one is your Renault Kwid. Very similar to the Nissan Magna. It's exactly the same. It's not a thing like that. That starts off at 197 and then goes to 207. That's got a 3-cylinder, 1-liter, 50-kilowatt motor. So a little bit more powerful and a tad more expensive. I don't know what it starts comes off. I've never really looked not my favorite car, but it's not a bad car. Don't get me wrong. But it's not my favorite car.
Yeah.
Bit light in the tooth for me. Yeah. Then, of course, one of the top sellers is the Suzuki Swift. That's another one. So out of the top five, four of them are Suzuki.
Now, the Suzuki, that's smaller than the...
It's a bigger... the Suzuki Swift is more little... like a same shape, very similar to a Polo, something like that. Very similar.
Because I've seen on the roads now, I've seen a lot of Suzukis.
And, oh, yes.
And all different, but smaller. They're much smaller.
That's the Suspresso.
Is that the Suspresso?
So the little square one, because it meets, a lot of them are getting used for Uber because it meets minimum requirements for the insurance for people things. So it's got an airbag, like I said before.
And also,
like
that. A lot of the cars are moving over to automatic.
It's because of the traffic. You know,
stop, go,
and it just becomes, with the newer technology on the automatics, they're not that bad. You know, they don't, there's not much different. Everybody used to tell you in the old days, manual's a lot better than the thing because of this, because of that. Nowadays, it doesn't make any difference. Actually, some of the bigger vehicles have got like 9-speed automatic transmissions. For them to tow a caravan or something like that, it's actually better with the automatic than what it is with the manual.
Yeah, the only thing is when the 17-year-old going into 18 and you get it, if you pass on an auto,
that you stay in an auto.
You've got to only drive auto.
Yes.
But if you pass on manual, you can do both. Now, doesn't make sense, right?
it's what they call, the Americans call the stick shift. So it's just because you've got more controls to do. It's like getting onto automatic motorbike, Honda doing that, and whatever, the DCT motors. So the automatics, and they just you don't have to change. You just keep your foot, thing. You can change it manually with a little button, but with your clutch, you've got to use your left leg, and then you've got to do this, pull away from a hill. So you've got hill starts and things like that. So it's a little bit more complicated.
I must admit, those that are riding autos, they're loving it. They said they won't go back to manual.
The wife won't get a manual because of her back. Also, if you've got a back problem, most of the time it ends up being your left foot. So you're pushing the clutch. And as the car gets older, the clutch gets heavier and it becomes uncomfortable.
Yes.
You know, especially if you're sitting in traffic. If you're doing a heavy traffic, believe me.
Especially our traffic.
Yes. Well, this traffic is still minor compared to anybody else's.
Okay, well.
You know, so
We still chirp about traffic.
You know, so you can look at what you want to do. I mean, I think Suzuki's beaten everybody in April, I think it was. They outbeat VW. Normally VW's ahead of them.
Yes, they are.
And, so Suzuki's, I mean, top of the five cheapest cars, Suzuki. So Suzuki have done a lot of homework on trying to satisfy someone's needs. It's like I said to you before about your little car when a guy told you, it's what you can afford. So what? It's what you can afford.
That's right.
Are you comfortable with it? Yes.
Exactly.
And has it given you any problems?
No, and it's got go.
And it's got go. So, you know, you've got to look at that. And, I mean, there's very seldom these cars will give problems. But you've got to, and I'm going to tell you this now, honestly, you've got to look into the price of the parts. Sometimes they catch you with the price of the parts. If something goes wrong, the replacement cost of that part. Because these are new cars, not everybody manufactures them. Same as the older car. It's getting more difficult to certainly get certain parts for certain cars, and then you've got to shop around. Like your son's Bucky. I ended up getting parts from Pretoria. Look at the advertise, and it was here within 3 days. I was overly impressed, and we needed something else. Another 3 days, it was here.
Yeah.
So it didn't take long.
Yeah.
Sometimes it'll take me longer to get it here than what it was there.
I think he's pushing for $1 million. He wants to $2 million.
Well, we can try. We can try and get him to there as best we can.
Where is he now? He's about 800?
Close to 800. Yes. But it's the parts I'm struggling with. You know, there's certain parts I just can't get. You know, I'm not a magician. I can only try and do what I want to do.
Then he told me on Sunday. He said, I'm pushing to a million, Mom, and then I'm going to sell.
Keep it in there and frame it. I mean, a lot of people have done over a million kilometers, but it's just that, unfortunately, it's just that as the vehicles get older, it is difficult, more difficult to get parts for certain vehicles.
And it's an image for the children because his daughter just will not get into that
brick. No. But you know what? It'll still get you there.
She's happy with the go, but not in her dad.
Not in dad's bucky.
Not in his bucky.
No, we have kids like that, unfortunately. But we were the same, I think. We just enjoyed
it. Yes, we were.
So look, everybody's got to start off with their first cars. There's a lot of cars out there for people to choose from, low down prices. Like I said, it depends on your pocket. Not everybody's got the money. The economy's hard. No one knows what's going to happen by the end of the month.
True.
So do we have to buy electricity or do we have to buy a generator? I don't know.
True.
So that's what we're getting there.
Yes.
Then the other one was the best-selling crossover. It's like a slightly higher, the bigger one was the number one is the Polo Vivo. Polo Vivo, very happy. They like After Dark Motors. That's the shoppers. Suzuki Swift, not far behind there. This was in April, but before that, I think Suzuki Swift beat the Polo. So the Polo sold 1,766, and the Suzuki Swift 1,725. But you've got to remember, these are also other cars that Suzuki is not mentioning here. So you've got your Espresso, you've got your Swift, and then the Solero. So they've got a whole market there, that thing. And remember, Toyota and Suzuki are very close to one another.
Yes.
Your Toyota Corolla Cross, that's also very popular at the moment, nice little car. People want to buy Suzuki because it's Suzuki. They want a Toyota because the Toyota value, they say, holds it.
Yes.
The people, you've got to look at it and do your homework. The Suzuki Corolla Cross, Suzuki Vitara, I think it is. Exactly the same thing.
I think as a family, it's decisions.
That's a nice one.
I think as a family, decisions. In our day, it was either
A or B.
That.
And if you didn't like that, you got that.
Exactly.
And remember, the biggest thing after this as well is insurance cost.
Yes.
So insurance cost, and you can do the homework about trying to find out about replacement cost of the parts and things like that. Then a Toyota Starlet, very similar to the Suzuki Solero. The Chery Tiggo, there's another one, Chery Tiggo Pro. It's actually coming up quite nice. It's a nice looking little vehicle. And it's also too part of the same company that does the GWM.
And it's got everything inside.
It's of old.
Yes.
Chery Tiggo, all that. All the same company, just different manufacturers out of it.
And it lights up at night.
Oh, yes, lights up big time.
I say.
Then you got your Nissan Magna. That sold quite well. That, like I say, a lot of people are also using it. I don't know if these guys, and that's one thing I was thinking about, do they tell you if it's the rented car companies also buying or is it a private person buying it? So it's, I don't know what to say. Then your Hyundai Grand R10, also a nice little car. Then your normal Polo Vivo, your Suzuki Bolero, and your Haval Jolyon. The Haval Jolyon is also getting very popular with their petrol and their hybrid cars. So, the hybrids are out there. People are starting to look at it. I think it's the way to go, a hybrid. But hydrogen still looks like it's going to be there. And a lot of the companies are looking at synthetic fuels. Like I said earlier, one of the things about next year, the Formula One cars have to be running on synthetic fuels, 100% synthetic fuels. So now there is a synthetic fuel that you can mix. It's called 85.
Yeah, and that's going to be interesting.
So we'll see. But if the problem lies is where we're going to get it from. So these are being this has been specially manufactured, I think, in Peru or something out there for the racing cars. But they're looking at the future. You know, so that's the one thing.
Will it change the speed? Will it do something to the speed will it actually give it more?
It can, because you can, if it's a synthetic fuel, you can manipulate it.
Yes.
Okay. So more than a conventional.
You can twig it.
You can. People don't realize how much you can alter something. But since synthetic, we know how things, they made cows and you know, from synthetic things and whatever. So, yeah, they'll be able to manipulate the fuel. So there's a big, same as when we don't see all this behind the scenes. They've got to take their fuel and have their fuel tested before the race, after the race, same as what they do. They have to make sure it's within a certain aspect. So they'll be able to boost the octane. And if you boost the octane, the bigger the spark, the bigger the flame, the bigger the power, the faster the car goes. Same as the GP bikes. The GP bikes also are getting extremely too fast now, so they also changed it down. They're coming back down from, I think, 1,000cc now. They're going down to 800s. And they're doing a lot of things because the bikes are getting so fast, because of the way these bikes are being designed, the Ducatis and things like that. And they're putting all this technology into cars and into bikes. Believe me, you just don't see it. But the electronics and that are getting a lot more advanced, and so are the thievery. That's another thing. I was looking at something in the UK. Big car parks with their EV chargers. People have come along with angle grinders. So we think we have it here. People over there, the guys go with angle grinders and they take the whole charger.
Don't say it too loud because then they might just give some. You got an idea.
But this is what's been happening is the guys are coming with the angle grinders and stealing the charging cables. And this is in a big country. Range Rovers as well. The latest Range Rovers are getting stolen. The guys are cutting a little hole in the back door, cutting with a little angle grinder or cutter. They're cutting a small hole, and the car's gone within the thing. Then the Ford Transits, because they get used as buckies and they got all the tools, the guys are cutting the side doors. They don't care. It's not theirs. Breaking in and stealing everything.
There's what you call habitual criminals. They just know what to do, and it's amazing what they come up with.
Well,
and where do they get the ideas from?
Well, they get the problem lies is someone tells them, someone's got to tell them how to do it.
Of course, yes.
Yeah, I mean, if you join two wires, you did it with the BMW, you join two wires and whatever, and it opens up the car if you do this, that, the next thing. But you've got to know where to go. But you know, but these guys know where to go and, right on the back door. Little slit, cut it, bend it open. They take a couple of wires, join them, opens the car. They get inside, and they use machines, and they're gone within 30 seconds. That's how fast it's taking them. 30 seconds, gone.
I can believe it.
So you're talking about a 5 million rand or 4 million rand car, and it's gone in 30 seconds. You know, so not got in 60 seconds, got in 30 seconds now. So, yeah, the guys know how to do it.
Yes, they do.
And then your best-selling buckies are your Toyota Hilux is normal, half theft rate, but the guys are coming out with some good ingenious
Is Toyota Hilux on the top?
It's on the top. That and the Ford Ranger.
Okay.
There's not much in it. There's a, 15 buckies difference between the Ford Ranger and the Hilux. Hilux, people love it. But they don't keep them long. They tend to disappear across the border. But there's a lot of companies out there. Well, there's companies out there now. They're using a little immobilizer trick from years ago, but they're using it as a USB stick. So it looks like a USB stick, and you've got to push it in to get the car started and pull it out, and you can take it with you. So it's just an extra bit of security, and it's just all it is a glorified jack plug. We remember the old days when the jack plug came out. It's got a reader code, and that's all it is. And then the other one is the guys are locking the brakes and the steering. I'm not sure how – I didn't really look into it, but that's – they're putting special buttons or whatever that when you push it, it locks it and it locks the clutch or whatever. So the guys won't be able to move it. Like I say, these are all old technology that
has been modernized.
I mean, they used to have a hydraulic piston that you used to lock with a key, and you couldn't push the brakes. So that was came back in the 70s. So they had a lot of things. And then, of course, your Toyota, Hilux, the Ford Ranger, Isuzu, Mahindra pickup is picking up as well. That's in at number four.
Mahindra.
It's going. and then your Toyota Land Cruiser, the Amarok, the GWM P-Series, Nissan Navara, Nissan MP200, and the last one there is your GWM Steed. Good, cheap cars. Well, some of them are cheaper buckies, and the Mahindra's picking up. So it's selling itself quite nicely.
I always thought Isuzu was on the top. You know, I always thought because, I mean, it's very popular on the roads. It's hardcore.
It's a brilliant bucky.
Yeah.
But so it's not everybody's cup of tea.
It's not everyone's cup of tea.
And you'll find in areas, Isuzu still means bucky to people. You know, the old school bucky.
Yes.
The farmers love the old Isuzus, and they thought it was a bucky. The kids would look at like,
and that's like my granddaughter.
So that was it. I mean, there's all these shoes. I used to work on them plenty. I mean, there used to be GWMs and what was it? The GM Love. That's when it came out. It was a GM Love. And then Isuzu took over.
Yes.
And then Isuzu became thing. Look, they're brilliant buckies. Believe me, they get just as good mileage as anybody else.
And they're very popular on the, in the deep south. They're very popular.
If people want them, yes. Yeah, but you see, but Toyota's got that. They've got diversity. And I think the new Isuzu's out as well. But the, Fortuna type shape.
And as you said, so is Ford and so is Mahindra.
Everybody's jumping on the bandwagon, you know. But the problem lies is these vehicles are getting much bigger, much wider. And our parking spaces are still the same size.
You're right. And some people,
and small cars, brilliant.
And some people just cannot drive them. And some ladies just cannot drive them.
Well, they can drive them.
But they can't.
But just, that's unfortunate. I'm not even going to go there because my wife will also kick my butt. So there's a lot of pros and cons about buying a car, like I say, and you go and test them properly. Like Mahindra's doing the right thing, I believe, is giving the guy a week to test a vehicle.
Yeah, I think it's amazing.
That's most people say you'll give you half an hour. Take it around the thing, take it or leave it.
Yes, you know.
But if you get a 3 or 4 day test drive, you can see how it fits you, see how it fits your family, if it fits in with your circumstances that you need.
And it's also a very good looking Mahindra cars are very good looking buckies.
So, not only that, you sell one car, you look after a customer will come back.
Oh, yes, for sure.
You know, it's a stunning thing of will you come back? If you don't give service, you don't come back. So, look. That's part of life. I think everybody's in the same thing. You go to a nice restaurant, you get good service, you're going to go back. If you don't get good service, you won't be back.
Yes, true.
And that's exactly what they said. Even when we were at BMW, this is what you've got to try and sell the vehicle.
Yes.
Try and put the customer at ease and things like, I mean, when you got your go at a great price and the guy said to you, you were so disappointed.
I was deflated.
Believe me, these guys talk nonsense. You've got to remember, salesman is salesman.
Yeah.
He'll sell you anything.
I think he realized the look on my face because it was, I didn't expect that, I must be honest. And they're local.
It was difficult. And a lot of people get this perception that they won't go back there and they will never buy that product again because they've been given the negativity.
But I haven't gone back there, you're right. No. I came to you.
Like I said to you, buy a vehicle that you can afford.
Yes.
And it fits comfortably in your pocket. Find out about replacement costs on parts and things like that, and what it's going to cost you to service. It's no use buying a vehicle that you can just afford, and with the insurance and everything that's going up and the fuel price gap, but you can't afford the service. The most important thing once you bought a car is servicing it. And if it comes to the maintenance plan, brilliant. But when that maintenance plan is now finished or service plan is finished, who do you take it to, number one, and what's it going to cost your back pocket? You know, the replacement costs are, certain cars are horrendous. Don't think because it's a good car, it's expensive. I find a lot of the cheaper cars, vehicle models are more expensive than the bigger cars. You know, so you've got to be careful. I mean, I'll give you, for instance, I mean, BMW, Germany, it'll also change. Left-hand side control arm is more expensive than the right-hand side control arm by about 20 or 30 rand. People say, why? Because more people bump the left-hand side than what they do the right-hand side. And whereas Germany will be the opposite way because the payment's on the other side.
Yes, true. and then also saving costs. I mean, these new cars is one reverse light. You know, now if you're not used to that, it's just one reverse light to save on
the cost. Yes, you've got to remember everything's to do with cost. Even some of the carpets on the cars. I mean, there was one little one. It was a paper. It was almost paper.
It is. That I've got to agree with you.
So that's the only thing. The sound dampening's not as great on the cheaper car because sound dampening is actually – carpets and that are very expensive to manufacture. So if you're going to put an extra half a millimeter of carpet in a vehicle, you're going to do it over all the whole range. So it's not just here. It's all over. So that costs, the running costs go up like that.
Yeah.
If you want to try and do something like sound dampening, there is certain things you can – you can buy special stuff that can go into the side of the doors, it can go into the bonnet, you can put it in a certain place just to bring the noise
down. There are so many car gadgets lately.
Oh, yes, it's that's fantastic, but you've got to be careful. Like I said, what do you need it for? It's nice you can get a DIN system that fits into the middle of your cluster, into the dash there, and they put this little thing, and it's got all the LEDs, little face, and then you can put a reverse camera, and it fits into it. Yes. So you can fit your own reverse camera if you don't want to buy a car with a reverse camera. But just check the cost of it and things like that.
Because you said it's now it's quite cheap.
It's cheap now. You know, the thing is, you can't believe it. And it's such a small little hole. I mean, even the wife's car, it's got a parameter camera and all this. Look at it. She needs it. No, she's not a bad driver. But it's got all the, but it's got all the parameter cameras around you. So you're getting a 360-degree view of the on the screen while you're reversing. You know, so...
I've been in a few cars with the camera.
It's nice.
I'm very impressed, I must say. I'm very impressed. I don't have one, but I am very impressed with the vehicles that, you know, because you don't have to look backwards, you just look there.
The sound system and everything has come up in vehicles and things, and the braking and things like that.
Yeah.
But like I said, replacement costs, the biggest thing is insurance. That's where everybody forgets it, and your service. Just phone around. Find it out what the service will cost you. Afterwards or before, because
and the service is very important. Yeah. You service your car, you're giving a longer lifespan.
Oh yes, yeah, it's going to look after it. It'll look after you, like I all said before. Even the brakes. Find out the price of the brakes. If you need to do brakes, what's going to cost you to do the brakes? Do you want to take it to agents or you take it to somebody else? Prices of clutches. But then again, if people's going to buy automatics, go that way. And you still have to service the automatic gearbox, believe me. Some of the cars, people forget about it.
That's also nice to put out now, that you need to service.
You need to service automatics, especially on the little CVT gearboxes. The oil takes a hammering. They say it's a fully synthetic oil, which it is. Long-life oil, but the long-life oil, I think they give about 100,000 kilometers, and you've got to change
it. It's like everything. Nothing lasts forever, but you need to look after it.
Yes, unfortunately. Yeah. And we can fix things.
Yes, so James, is there anything else you want to share with us before we say adios?
No, just go out there, look after yourself, get new wipers if you haven't. I see the rain's starting to come. Make sure your lights are working. A lot of people are driving with no lights or broken lights or things like that. So just do yourself a
turn. I have seen that. I actually saw that last night.
Yeah, that's it. And make sure the offer. If you put the globe in, make sure you put it in properly. Don't touch it with your hands or your fingers, because the moisture on the fingers on the globes will destroy it very quickly.
Yeah.
Just look after yourself. Make sure the tires and everything are clean. Safety first.
You want to share your number, please, James?
081-070-4919 if you want to get hold of me.
There we go. James, thank you for coming
in. That's a pleasure.
Sharing your knowledge with us. Yes, see you 2 weeks time.
Cheers. Bye.
The MotorZone was proudly sponsored by Mahindra Claremont, redefining your motoring expectations.
Revolutionize your work with the Mahindra S4 single cab from Mahindra Claremont, your go-to affordable and reliable workhorse. Priced at just 243,043 rand, excluding VAT, it's a steal. Call 021-569-6800 or visit mahindra-claremont.co.za to book a test drive, and we'll bring the vehicle to you for a week-long test. And here's an exclusive offer for Zone Radio listeners. Enjoy free company branding of up to 5,000 rand. Don't miss out on this unbeatable deal. Mahindra Claremont, where reliability meets affordability.